Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Queens County Transit got on the road 7 years ago with one used wheelchair-accessible van catering mostly to seniors in Liverpool.
We got it from Olver and Clare, and I think it was in the garage more than it was on the road.
That's board chairman Gil Johnson. Now, the community organization based in Liverpool provides affordable transportation around Queens County and beyond. It's one of 23 rural transit services around Nova Scotia. The Queens County Transit fleet has grown to 8 vans, 5 of which are accessible. Ridership is up, too, by almost 30% over the past 2 years. In 2023-24, the service completed just over 8,200 rides. About three-quarters of those were for seniors. Ridership so far this year is up by more than 1,000, with only half of those riders seniors. But with increased popularity come increased costs.
Without the community support, we would be dead in the water. We wouldn't be operating. And we've built this up, like you said, this is our 7th year. And 7 years ago, Queens County was one of 4 counties in the province that did not have a transit system. Today, we're one of the leaders. And we're proud of that, you know, and we want to be able to keep going, but we can't do it without funding partners, fundraisers.
That's why Queens County Transit has organized its first major fundraiser at the Astor Theater for this Saturday. They've teamed up with the Yuck Yuck stand-up comedy tour for a show at the Historic Theater at 7:30. Comedians Francois Weber, Andrew Evans, and Ian Black are set to hit the Astor stage.
And it's going to be a good event. It's going to be something new. Yuck Yucks haven't been to Liverpool quite some time.
They're also planning a silent auction at the event. The group gets about 35% of its operational funding from the province and some other funding from the region of Queens. That government assistance and community support are vital so that Queens County Transit can continue to offer rides to residents at reasonable rates. A round trip within Liverpool, Brooklyn, or Milton costs about $10. That goes up to about $15 for longer rides to other areas of the county. But the service also offers much-needed subsidized rides for medical trips to Queens General Hospital in Liverpool or to Halifax. Manager Donna Croft says that through funding from the Queens General Hospital Foundation, it can offer a round trip to an appointment in Halifax for as little as $100. The full cost is usually $160.
We're catering to all ages. Say a mom of an infant has to go to the city, IWK, and she has no means of getting there. Or she has to wait for an ambulance to take them through. We have the monies through Queens General that we can do that drive for them to get her to the IWK.
Well, that's a huge piece of the mandate, though, of community transit, is to be able to get people to those appointments in an affordable fashion, because, again, it goes back to our funding partners. They're the ones who help us subsidize those rides. But if you wanted to rent Queens County Transit to go shopping just on your own or to go for a drive, you know, that's available as well. It wouldn't be subsidized. Mm-hmm. It would be fully funded out of pocket.
Tickets are still available for the Yuck Yucks comedy fundraiser through the Astor Theatre box office or ticketpro.ca. And if you need a ride on Queens County Transit, they ask that you contact them at least 24 hours in advance by calling 902-356-2670, by email at info@queenscountytransit.ca, or message them on Facebook. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.